This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I missed these. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo Elmore, getting in for Hugh today. All right, yeah, we're finishing the Phillies here on the Midday Show, trying to find the right trade deadline candidates. So Kyle's going to throw a blind resume at us, and we're going to decide whether or not we want the player, and then we could all try to guess who that player is. Yeah. All right, Kyle, what do we got today?
So I'll just preface this by saying both of you are familiar with this player.
Okay.
Okay.
All
like,
right.
I would expect both of you to know who this player is.
Okay.
This is a righty relief pitcher, 30 years old. He's an unrestricted free agent after the season. This dude's got some power to his pitches. He'll go upper 90s pretty regularly with his fastball. Now, in 39 games this season, which is 38.1 innings, he has a 3.29 ERA, 51 strikeouts, 22 walks, so allowed 4 home runs. Batters against him are hitting 199 average with a 626 OPS. Pretty good season. The ERA number isn't as low as you'd like it to be, but as calendar month, 28 games, that's 11.2 innings, 1.54 ERA.
So he's getting better.
One home run allowed, 17 strikeouts in those 11.2 innings, six walks, and batters 608 OPS against him in that span. So definitely trending upwards. Did I mention he's 30 years old?
30 years old. Free agent. So he's a rental.
Yes. So he's a rental. Probably won't cost you that much. And if I had to guess, I would say this guy would be very available just considering where his team is at in the standings.
Power arm, you say?
Power arm.
I'm trying to think who it might be.
Baltimore?
Yeah, Baltimore.
So it's...
Is it Batista?
Batista?
It's not Batista.
Okay.
First, are you interested in this player?
So it's Batista has more years left in his contract. Mm-hmm. That's why it's not him.
He had the Tommy John.
I am interested in the player, but I.
He
seems like it would be an upgrade over what they have, but I don't know if this is the finishing piece.
He's not
to a
the
World
closer,
Series.
So he doesn't close games for them because Batista does. Two saves on the season, so we have.
Are we familiar with this player here?
We're very familiar with this player here.
Has he closed games for the Phillies before?
Yeah.
Is his name Sir Anthony Dominguez?
His name is Sir Anthony Dominguez.
Oh, man. That would feel... like I wouldn't mind Sir Anthony back. I mean, when you take him over Joe Ross and Max Lazar, I mean, half the guys is bullpen, I would get out of here for Sir Anthony back.
I'd take it.
But it would feel like an Alfred Dombrowski to have to bring him back.
Yeah, I know.
I guess depending on what you give up for.
Right.
Oh, man.
Can he be the second of two relief pitchers we acquire?
Yeah, I would hope so, right? I don't want him to come in and be the closer. But so, Al, you were interested until I gave you the name.
Yeah, but
what does that tell you?
I thought you were going to go with the closer there.
No, I wanted to throw you a little curveball.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I
familiar with the team, familiar with the city.
Yeah.
Might not have to go through. Like, you know, it seems like a lot of guys that we pick up here in the trade deadline take some time to adjust.
Right.
Maybe to the team, to the city.
That's a good point.
You might not get that with him.
His strikeout rate's as high as it's ever been, 12.0
per
9.
What's his postseason history?
Well, I thought he was good in 22.
Yeah. I mean, he had that. So the Bedlam at the Bank game, it was wet, so
he was slipping and sliding all over the place.
But, I mean, he has experience pitching in the postseason.
I mean, he closed out game one against the Padres here on that Friday night. I mean, he was in the Braves game in the sixth inning in game two. I mean, I remember being there when he pitched quite a few times in the playoffs.
Yeah, get him and Hoskins. Let's go. Bring them all back.
Oh, I'll bring the band. By the way, someone mentioned other Hoskins. Hoskins is hurt. Hoskins got hurt last week. I think he has a sprained thumb. It's going to be like 4 or 6 weeks. So if we get Reese, he's going to have to wait for him.
I'd be underwhelmed if they brought Sir Anthony. But, I mean, you can't argue that it would help. I mean, it would be an upgrade.
Look, if he's the only guy, I think we're all disappointed.
Yeah.
But if he's a guy.
Yeah.
So 22 appeared in 9 games, 1.69 ERA.
He pitched in 9 of the postseason games. He was in almost like every game then.
Yeah. I mean, 10.2 innings.
Yeah, wow.
Well, Mike talked me into it.
I think you talked Alan to it.
I think
here.
I did.
Yeah. Mike talked me into it.
Again,
I can never do that with you.
When Hugh's out on something, it just, decides he's out. All right, I'm in.
Wow.
Well, I mean, look what you got now. I mean,
it's tough to give us a relief pitcher we're going to say no to compared to
really?
What we
have. I mean, right. I mean, you know, the manager gets picked on for what he's bringing out there. But, I mean,
it's
basically,
crap.
It's like, you know, going. It's gas station tuna or lobster roll.
If I never have to see Jordan Romano in an eighth or ninth inning ever again, I will throw a parade.
Yeah, really?
Now, let me ask you a question while we're on this. Because you mentioned a couple times you think Topper's done a good job based on what he's got, right?
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. Do you have any concern, because I've thought about this a lot the last 2 weeks, that he's overusing the starters because he's afraid to use the relievers, and they're going to be out of gas by October. I mean, they've really, you look around baseball, most starters don't go into the seventh inning as often as our guys do, and they're good, and I understand why he does it, but I do wonder if we get to September and we're like, man, and I don't count Wheeler because he's done this a lot.
Yeah, so
Luzardo.
Well, yeah, well, like
Granger.
It's like that's the one. But I think previously he'd taken him out. They mentioned because of they were trying to.
I think 2 starts ago he took him out.
I don't want to get to the NBA and load management type of thing, but I am worried about that. That's why when I said, would you bring back a reliever even if he can't play in the playoffs,
just to help.
I might just for my starting pitching. Just to say, hey, listen, this is the load management that we have going on here.
So we were talking about like how many relievers they need. They may need 2 just to get through the season.
Yeah.
Just so those starters don't get burnt. I keep every time I see a starter in the 7th or 8th inning, I'm like, man, like I need this arm healthy in October.
Yeah, and even if you bring back, you're not eligible for the playoffs, but you can take the load off of your starting pitching in the regular season.
And it also
season.
Goes to the ripple effect of not having a lot of offense, right? If they scored 3 more runs in the 6th inning, then he might say, all right, you know what? You gave me 6. Let's go to the bullpen. We're up 5-0. I'm comfortable. But he's not comfortable with these relievers, and I understand it.
Man. Well, so that begs the question. When you bring Alvarado back.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You wear him out.
Yes.
You're not in the playoffs.
No, you're absolutely. If I'm his agent, I'm like, don't you dare. But that's what I'm doing. I'm doing that just to see my arms.
Alvy, you need 6 outs tonight, buddy.
Yeah,
get
really?
Out
no, would you care?
I wouldn't.
After what you did, no way.
Also, I don't think he's got a long-term deal. I think he has, like, option year. So, like, if he burns out, I mean, he screwed them. I mean, I can't worry about it.
Yeah, so screw him.
I can't worry about Jose. All right, we're bringing back
Throw with your other arm.
You're right. 215-592-9494. Vince in Broomall is up talking about the Hurts ranking. What's up, Vince?
Yeah, you got to bring back Sir Anthony. I mean, you said Dombrowski would kind of be like his tail between his legs. Well, Howie brought back C.J. Garner-Johnson, and that worked out pretty well.
It's a great point, Vince. I think the best GMs just, you know, they don't worry about what people think about their moves. They just do the best move for the team. Yeah.
And that's why Nick Sirianni's so good. He gave up play calling. That must have been one of the biggest swallows of an ego of all time, and look what happened. He's now being talked about in conversations that he never thought he'd be dream of. So,
it might be the best, before you make your Hurts point, it might be the best Sirianni attribute, that he has let that stuff slide off his back, because you're right. I mean, he was an offensive coordinator, hired to be the play caller and head coach, and now that's not what he is, but he's a champion. So that's really all that matters.
Absolutely. Delegation is one of the, you need to have that as a strength to be a good leader. So as far as, everyone who calls, I appreciate it. It's like, but it's such a parochial, emotionally charged, biased argument when you're trying to compare quarterbacks, because, I mean, the list goes on, like Joe Flacco, Jim Plunkett, Mark Rippon, Brad Johnson, Trent Dilfer, Jeff Hostetler, Doug Williams. These guys, according to the people that call in's list, would all be ahead of guys like Dan Marino, Warren Moon, Jim Kelly, Dan Fouts. And that's just such a logical fallacy based on their team playing really good at the end of January or February. I mean, Mark Andrews drops that ball. That season turns out differently. Jalen Carter doesn't make that sack, and this season turns out differently. I mean, there's so many variables. And even 2 years ago, why do people say the Eagles lost to the Super Bowl to the Chiefs? What's the number one thing 99% of fans say the Eagles lost that game?
Well, the Hurts fumble.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I say that, but that's not what everyone else says. They say the defense, but the defense only gave up 24 points. The other 7 were punt return and Jalen Hurts handing the ball off to the other team. Josh Allen in 2023, his defense gave up 27 points and they lost. And in 2024, last year, his defense gave up 32 points. So they never bring that up. They're just like, oh, well, Josh Allen couldn't win the big one. And Jalen Hurts' defense failed him 2 years ago. But yet the defense for the Eagles held the opponent to fewer points in their one game. And Josh Allen's defense led up more points in Josh Allen's 2 most recent playoff losses. So there's just so many logical fallacies going on. We can't just pick the better player. And it really is that simple. Josh Allen's a better player. Am I glad Jalen's my quarterback? Yes. Does he work great for this system? That one caller called in and said he runs in from the 1 yard line. He got the 2-point conversion. That's all true. And if he were a running back, he'd be rated a really good running back. And so there's just a lot of emotionally charged bias that people can't just pick the better player. If you swap Joe Burrow and Jalen Hurts last year, the Bengals don't have a prayer in hell of making the playoffs. They were 1 win away from making the playoffs with one of the worst defenses in history because Joe Burrow had one of the best offenses in history. It's ridiculous. People can't see it logically.
Well, I think people just get caught up in the disrespect and they want to defend Jalen. And Vince, we appreciate the phone call. I do think there has got to be a combination of the good things he does, which you detailed, Al. Jalen does a lot of things at a very high level, 3rd and 4th down, right. Short yardage. I say primarily in his career, protects the football. He had the 1 year, 2 years ago where he threw too many picks. But I always think he's kind of smart in where he puts the ball and doesn't put it in harm's way. He does those things super well. I just think sometimes he just doesn't pull the trigger when something's there. I don't think he throws the ball poorly. I don't think he has a good arm. I actually think his arm is above average. It just feels like sometimes he doesn't pull the trigger on a throw, and if he did it, maybe they would be more prolific. But that's...
You want what he did in the Super Bowl 16 times.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if he did that, then there'd be no question where it is. To me, it's a combination of the winning and the consistent excellence. He wins a lot. He's excellent sometimes, not consistently. OG Wade is up. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG, what's up, buddy?
I just want to respond to that idiot that just got off the phone. Mm-hmm. Because here's what he said, that Joe Burrow was 1 win away from making the playoffs, right? Now, that first game against New England when they was, what, 14-10? Wouldn't it have been nice if Joe Burrow, with this great offense that he has, could beat New England, a bad New England team, in the first game? That's the game that stopped Joe Burrow from getting to the playoffs, allegedly.
Okay? Well, that's the game now, you chose. I mean, we could choose another game.
No. The guy said they missed it by one game.
Right.
So if they win that game, don't they make the playoffs?
Sure, but can I pick out a different game where he scored 40 and they gave 41? Like,
my point is
that they lost the game. They lost the game to Baltimore 41-38 in overtime. He was 30 of 39 for 392 yards and 5 touchdowns. Why can't I use that game as why they missed the playoffs?
You don't have to beat them.
You can use that. If you choose to use that game, you can. But I'm saying to you, the easier game for Joe Burrow to have won in order to make the playoffs would have been the New England game where he only scored 10 points. Don't you think that you agree with me on that one?
Sure.
Wouldn't that be the easier game?
Yeah, they're a bad team.
Okay, so a tougher game to beat Baltimore when y'all having a score fest, then you put up 10 points. So you couldn't have put up 15, 16 points. But then let's go to Josh Allen. Okay, Josh Allen, everybody's saying, is a better throw of the football than Jalen Hurts. Josh Allen does not throw a better deep ball than Jalen Hurts. Josh Allen does not complete the ball outside the numbers more often than Jalen Hurts. Josh Allen is limited to the things that he can do. Yes, he has a stronger arm than Jalen Hurts. But if you go to the game, when everybody say he don't have the talent, he had enough talent to be in the AFC Championship game. He was the MVP, questionably, the MVP of the year.
What does that mean, questionably? He won.
Okay, because it should have went to Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I actually agree with you on that, but okay.
So now let's go to this, okay? He was in a moment. This is where Jalen Hurts excels. Josh Allen was faced with a 4th-and-3. He gets blitzed by Steve Spagnuolo. He panics, runs to his right, and throws the ball up for grabs for anybody to get when he had a receiver out in the flat that could have scored and propelled them to the Super Bowl, because that would have won them the game. So this is what I'm talking about. When people are talking about mindset and championship.
But hold on. I'm glad you brought that up. Where's the moment mm-hmm. that Jalen Hurts has that moment?
Throughout this, you can look out throughout the year.
Give me a big playoff game. 4th down, blitzed by a great coordinator. He's got to make the play for the Eagles to win. When did that happen?
I'll do better than that. Give you the Super Bowl. It happens periodically through the Super Bowl.
No. The game was never on the line.
Hold on. How many times did Jalen have to break off a 15, 17-yard run?
No.
Because Jordan Mailata gave up a pressure.
Fourth quarter. Down against a great opponent. Where's the moment?
OG, you told me, you said,
I let you speak a lot. You said, this is the difference. Josh Allen faced in that moment and he failed. Jalen wouldn't. So give me the time he succeeded in that same moment.
Here's my point. I can't give you that time because that moment.
Do you know why? Do we know why? We've arrived here now, OG. His team is so good, those moments don't happen as often. That's the difference that you brought it to me. I didn't bring you there. You brought me there. The Eagles are so good. They're dominating and they're up. The game was over. The game was over in the third quarter. Josh Allen doesn't have that. He doesn't have Saquon Barkley. He doesn't have Jalen Carter. He's got to fight and claw to try to win those games. The Eagles blew out the Chiefs. Don't you see that difference?
Was Josh Allen in the AFC Championship game?
Yes.
Did he have a chance to win that game?
Yes.
Did he win the game?
No.
Then what are we talking about?
Well, his defense set up 32 points to the Chiefs.
Do you not see the difference in the two games? One guy's defense. Do you not see? Just answer yes or no. One guy's defense dominated Mahomes and the Chiefs. One guy's defense did not.
Absolutely. And you know why? Because they played Mahomes the way that you should play him, inside out. Mahomes has the same struggles as Josh Allen does and Lamar Jackson. They're different type of quarterbacks. Mahomes' throws are in the middle of the field, short.
What do you what's the biggest reason the Eagles last year beat the Chiefs and the Bills did not? What's the biggest difference?
The biggest difference is the defense game to play.
That's it. That's the point. It doesn't mean
But you spun
this as Hurts is better than Allen. The reality is the Bills are not as good as the Eagles.
In order to win the Super Bowl, Joe, you need the entire team to do it.
I know this.
Okay, so what the hell are y'all idiots talking about? You trying to say Jalen can't do this? Nobody said
Jalen can't do anything.
The reason why they're in the freaking Super Bowl. That's what y'all dumbasses don't realize.
He's the reason?
Yes, because he's a successful and consistently good quarterback. Josh Allen chokes in the moment.
Does not.
Lamar Jackson chokes in the moment. Joe Burrow chokes in the moment. Instead of you get it to your damn head, y'all are still trying to compare. Oh, well, he's like Trent Dilfer don't have the resume that Jalen Hurts got. Yes, he's got a Super Bowl. He don't have the NFL records that Jalen Hurts got.
Nobody's saying he's Trent Dilfer, though.
Yeah, no one's doing that. The comparison is Russell Wilson. That's the comparison.
No, it's not Russell. The comparison is that Jalen Hurts is a different type of quarterback.
So is Russell.
Y'all don't understand. Russell Wilson was a good quarterback. I'm not giving that.
Yeah, right.
All these guys are good quarterbacks. But I'm trying to say to you is that the way that Jalen Hurts is playing the game right now, he is not thinking about numbers. He's only thinking about
OG, forget. No, I didn't bring up any numbers, OG.
I hear people saying it. Maybe not you.
Did you think Russell Wilson was a better quarterback 15 years ago than Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Okay,
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, but you think Jalen Hurts is better than Josh Allen?
I do.
You realize how similar it is, right? Josh Allen's an MVP.
This is where you have the disconnect. You're trying to compare different things. I'm comparing Jalen Hurts against who he's up against now.
Yeah.
I don't care about Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers.
No, it's just an analogy.
What
it's an analogy.
What is Jalen Hurts doing for the Eagles? That's his team. Jalen Hurts can't control what goes on in Buffalo.
Can we stop pretending that it's all sunshine and roses? He had the third highest sack percentage in the NFL behind the best offensive line in the league. No, hold on. The other good quarterbacks don't take as many sacks, OG.
Yes, they do. No, they don't. The good quarterbacks you talking about, do they got a Super Bowl?
I don't care about that. OG, the debate's not who has more Super Bowls. That's not the conversation.
Because
if the conversation...
Who is running that organization more successfully, Jalen Hurts or Josh Allen?
What does that mean? They don't run the organization. They're quarterbacks.
I took out the Super Bowl for you. You wanted that out? It's out. Who is more successful with their organization? Is it Josh Allen or Jalen Hurts?
I don't even know what that means, more successful. That's winning.
Okay, well then you should not even have
hold on. You said you wanted... I'm done now. What does that mean, more successful?
More successful with their organization.
That's another way of saying Super Bowls. Right, winning, right? Isn't that what we're talking about?
Winning.
So Jalen is, but Jalen plays for a better team. The Eagles are more successful than the Bills. Like, we're not breaking news to anybody here.
I love when OG gets so riled up that you can't even really understand him.
I know. It's unbelievable.
Just screaming into the
phone. All right, can we quickly grab Jim and Broomall? What's up, Jim?
Hi, guys. The person I'd like to say is you, Douglas. He's a great guy, and I hope wherever he is, he's enjoying himself.
You know what? I like that. That might be the nicest thing anyone said today. Jim, I'm going to write that. I'm going to text you that to tell him that. Jim, what do you think about the Jalen Hurts thing?
I think Jalen's a very good quarterback who is doing what he is coached to do. The reason he's taking the sacks, et cetera, the reason he plays the way he does, the reason he turtles when he realizes he can't run and he doesn't try to get out of it and throw it, he turtles and takes that sack, is because the coaches said, his head coach said, turnovers lose games. The team without the turnovers wins the game. He said that at the bye last year.
So, Jim, I agree with some of that, but I don't think any coach would want a sack over throwing it away for an incompletion.
Or safety, yeah.
Yeah, or the safety in the playoff game. Yeah, like twice in 2 years, but that's okay.
Well, the thing about that is sometimes you just don't get the opportunity to find that little seam that you can toss it to real quick when some guy's coming at you at 60 miles an hour.
That's fair, yeah.
And so, but I believe that Jalen is a very good quarterback who's doing exactly as he's coached to do. His game changed when Sirianni came out and started saying turnovers lose games. He doesn't turn the ball over. He'll take a sack rather than turn the ball over.
Well, that's true, and that is a better. I'm with you there. I'd rather the sack than the interception, certainly. And Jim, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, Al, you pointed that, and it's true. Now, there's two parts of it. One, he threw a lot less, so
yes,
you're going to have
did.
Less picks. But also, his interception percentage went super low. He
said, "You got to do this better." Okay, I'll do this better.
Yep.
Simple. Huge difference.
Well, I think the Sirianni and the coaches and Jalen, they all realize, like, hey, we have this great running back and we have a defense that's ascending. We don't have to throw it as much. Yeah.
You don't mind sharing the stardom. There's been no issues with that. That's not a small thing.
I agree. And well, especially for the quarterback who's looked at just universally as, like, he's compared to those other guys.
He's just, it's underrated his demeanor, they call it an intangible, but it's very tangible if you're on the team. That intangible is very tangible on the team.
And then when asked, he did deliver.
Yeah.
No, and they put a lot on his shoulders in the Super Bowl in the title game, and he was awesome in those games. 215-592-9495. All right, is Hurts being disrespected? Is he really being disrespected here? He was ranked 9th by executives, coaches, and scouts. And the Phillies, better or worse than what you thought they'd be? Plus, when we come back, we'll tell you what we're going to be doing on the show for the rest of this week, a look back at the last 25 years in Philadelphia sports. We'll explain next how you could participate, and we got to get a special list from Al. All coming up, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.